things from the past. Would anyone like to speak? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, which is discussing our 2006 commission meeting dates.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It should be in your packets in front of you. There should be a draft list of public hearing dates for 2026. As with standard practice, we have two per month, although with some slight differences going into 2026. So it is proposed that in next year, we have one meeting in November and two meetings in December, whereas this year we're having two meetings in November and one meeting in December. We think that works better with the number of holidays, plus we have elections and the county will be closed certain days extra next year. Other than that, we've sought to schedule the agenda to avoid all major public holidays, and I believe, those days in which the county is closed. So, but it's over to the commission there for discussion. So,
one thing, I forgot to mention, Jamie, when we were going back and forth on this, is just make caroling on the circle. That's one we always check. So I don't know if you looked at that or administration.
And once that date is known, we can triple check, but we can always adjust this as we go into 2026. So,
question? Yeah, I do have a question. I know that at least one member of county council wants work on the comp plan to start pretty quickly. Will those dates be incorporated into this list at some point if that happens?
I'll answer this one. So starting work on the comp plan doesn't necessarily mean we're immediately going to see work on the comp plan, because there's behind the scenes, we have to do an RFP and get a consultant hired and go through that process. So, you know, I don't know when that would start, but you're right. There may be meetings either that we clear agendas off to do comp plan stuff, or I don't know, Mr. Mears, if you were on the commission when we did the last comp plan.
I came on right after.
Yeah. Depending on how council wants to approach this and whether it's a sort of a complete rewrite or an edit, you know, because you can do them sort of either way, we might add meetings in some of those, you know, like for workshops and stuff. But I would say, you know, this isn't set in stone, but if we saw that in 2026, it would be the back half of 2026. And you would know about it well enough in advance. It's not like going to be sprung on you that we're having a meeting in 2 weeks for comp plan stuff.
Any other discussion?
Thank you. It's good to know that moving urgently on it might mean waiting 8 months.
Well, I mean,
yes.
Yeah, no, but, you know, point of fact, though, is that it's the versus waiting 8 months to start all that, you know? I mean,
yes.
You know, and there's budget issues and other things involved as well. But, yeah, I mean, just having lived through a couple of these, we've got to go through the RFP process, which includes, you know, drafting up what the RFP looks like, you know, putting it out for people to respond to. Then if we get responses that are, you know, sufficient, we probably would do interviews of all the, not the commission, but staff and maybe the chair, you know, and then other people within the county would do interviews of those consultants. Then we select the consultant, you know, so that takes time. And then, you know, there's the ramp up, and probably the first thing that would happen, I would imagine, would be some sort of conversation with the commission and council about what are we doing, you know, are we doing a rewrite, or are we doing just sort of a red line edit of what we have. Now, of course, tied into all that is all that future land use, or the land use working group initiatives too, because that, you know, and plus there's four new chapters, I think, that we have to add that we don't have.
And the first chapter is also the heaviest lift in terms of data population.
Yeah.
That requires a lot of research and data gathering.
Yeah. People. So that's the thing. There's going to be a lot of work done that you all might not see, you know, right away. So I don't want you all or the public to be discouraged that it's not happening. It's just, you know, these are heavy lifts, the comp plans are.
Yeah, and I think I didn't mean to imply that I was discouraged.
No.
So much as just, okay, the process is what the process is. I know there's a long chain for procurement.
Right.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How often would we meet for that part of it? Once a week, once every other week?
Who knows? First, I'll say that. But just the last plan where we did a rewrite, we were meeting. We had an extra meeting like once a month, you know, where we were dealing with just comp plans. What we're trying to do is, you know, there's, I don't know how many elements there are now with the new one. Say there's 20 chapters in the comp plan. We'd try to do like one a meeting if we could. Now, Having said that, before we even got to that point, you know, we were doing outreach workshops that didn't involve you all in all five council districts. You know, there was a lot of information gathering from the public that went into the drafting that, you know, would occur before we'd have one of those add-on meetings too. So that was a long answer to your short question. Probably one additional month, meeting a month, that would be my guess. Yeah. Hard to say, but yeah.
Thank you.
Do we need a motion for?
No, I don't. No, that's just for information's sake.
All right, we're going to move on to, let's see, executive session. I need a motion to go into executive session.
I move that we go into executive session.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 4-0.